Next week, get ready to hear a lot of World War II memories. The milestone 75th anniversary of D-Day is coming up. Pilots from the Pacific Northwest and a historic plane have arrived in the UK to take part in a reenactment of the invasion of Normandy. After wowing veterans and heads of state in France, the plane and its Northwest crew fly onward to Germany to participate in Berlin airlift commemorations. Correspondent Tom Bonsi says the history has meaning for crew members, most of whom weren't born yet when it all happened.
Retired airline pilots Eugene Vazetti and Bill Minnick settle in the cockpit of a World War II-era twin-engine Douglas DC-3. They were showing off the plane at SeaTac Airport earlier this month.
So we had a navigator's table. We've got a celestial dome there for sextant work.
The 75-year-old plane has been carefully restored and is in good flying condition, which is important because Vazetti, Minnick, and other aviation nuts just flew it across the unforgiving North Atlantic.
Just tell us don't get wet.
In southeast England, the pilots in the plane will rendezvous with more than 30 other American and European DC-3s, or C-47s as the military variant is called. On June 5th, the planes will take off together, cross the English Channel in formation, and then, just like in 1944, drop a large group of paratroopers over an original target zone in Normandy. Gene Vizzetti says to get 30 of these antique transports together at once for a reenactment will be amazing, even if it pales beside the wave after wave of warbirds seen in documentary movies.
We're obviously history buffs. Yeah. You cannot fly old airplanes and not become. Mm. But to be part of it, to be just a small part of this reenactment,
it's a thrill.
And I think about it, and I think that that's going to be chance of the lifetime.
A successful attorney and real estate developer turned pilot from Whidbey Island bought this old plane in 2006. John Sessions later donated it to an air museum he founded. The Historic Flight Foundation has hangars at Payne Field in Everett and Phelps Field in Spokane. The upcoming retracing of the 1944 paratrooper drop will be especially poignant for Sessions because his father was one of the jumpers on the night before D-Day. Sessions figures he'll get quiet as his plane crosses the English Channel next week.
You've heard of PTSD, right?
I have, yes.
Well, in moments like you're describing, I suffer from a different kind of PTSD. It's called the tension to snivel disorder.
Sessions says the primary motivation for him and his brother to make this trip is to honor their father.
Of course, nobody will be shooting at us, so that's an advantage being 75 years later.
After D-Day in 1944, Sessions' grandmother got a telegram telling her that her son was missing in action, only to get another telegram later saying the paratrooper had been located and that Sergeant Sessions was fine. The tour of the continent doesn't end in France, though. Germany is marking the 70th anniversary of the Berlin airlift. There's a little-known Northwest connection to that first big conflict of the Cold War. Alaska Airlines participated in the Berlin airlift. It flew 86 military charter missions to ferry supplies from the U.S. to various staging fields in Germany. Current Alaska Airlines Captain Doug Burton will hook up with the DC-3 for the airlift commemorations.
What they would do is we brought all the supplies over, and on the way back, we'd fill the airplane full of war brides and bring the war brides back and babies and things of that nature. So it is part of it. It is fun to know that you're part of a long lineage of aviators.
The air bridge lasted just shy of a year until Russian leader Stalin realized the Allies were capable of supplying West Berlin that way indefinitely. The Soviets lifted their blockade in 1949, but as you can tell, history buffs and aviators are still held in the story's grip. I'm Tom Bonsi in SeaTac, Washington.